I wish I had a mission, just like the girl who went to outer space on TV. What can I do, though? I'm just a kid.
God gave you a mission just the way you are, and He'll help you to accomplish it. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. I really enjoy watching movies where the hero has to defeat the bad guy and then accomplish his mission. Maybe you've wanted your own mission after watching a movie like that, too. Well, if you do, I've got some great news for you. God has already given you a mission. It's called the Great Commission, and it's found in Matthew 28:19. Here's what it says. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now for our story, it's called Mission Accepted. Sophie and her friend Bella snuck through the garden pretending to be secret agents on a mission. Shh, Sophie whispered as they crept along the side of the house. Mom will hear you. They peeked through an open window into the kitchen. Mom was cooking dinner and Dad was reading with Sophie's sister, Hannah. Mission accomplished, exclaimed Bella. Sophie clapped a hand over Bella's mouth and put her finger to her lips. Shh, Hannah's looking. Sophie, Bella, where are you? Dinner time, called Mom. The kids raced inside, glad to have at least finished their game without being spotted by Sophie's mom. After dinner, they watched a movie about a girl who was going on a mission to outer space. That was a cool movie, Bella said when it was over. Just like our mission. Sophie sighed. But our mission was pretend. I want a real mission. Why are TV characters the only ones who get missions? They're not, said Hannah. Seeing you two spy on us reminded me of something my teacher at church said, that Jesus has a mission for us. But only for adults, said Sophie. Yeah, that's years away, said Bella, and we'd probably fail anyway. We couldn't even creep around the house without Hannah seeing us. Mom came into the room. No, Hannah's right. You do have a mission, to tell others about Jesus and help Him build His eternal kingdom here on earth. And just like the girl in that movie had a mentor she could go to for help and advice, we have a helper too. Really? Asked Sophie. One that has superpowers and can fly? Mom laughed. Not exactly. Our helper is the Holy Spirit, and He has the power to change our hearts and help us throughout our lives as we follow Jesus and fulfill our mission, added Dad. Sophie and Bella looked at each other. Mission accepted, they cried in unison. So what about you? Do you want a mission? Are you seeking adventure in your life? The greatest adventure of all is to follow Jesus. He came to earth and died to save us so we could have eternal life with Him. And He's given us a helper and a mission to love others and spread the good news about Him. Will you accept your mission? Our key verse is Matthew 28:19, also known as the Great Commission.
Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
And our key thought today, you have a mission. Did you know there are 1.9 billion kids all around the world and each one of them needs to hear about Jesus? Now you can help tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. These solar-powered audio Bibles hold a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, perfect for you at home or to spread the gospel in other countries. It combines God's Word and great stories with an adorable creature feature stuffed animal. Every purchase also includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know anything about being saved. Can you help just one other kid learn more about Jesus? To learn more, go to keysforkids.net/storyteller. I'm Zach. This is Keys for Kids.